Let's begin with a deep breath by the Serenity Prayer. We version. God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thy will, not mine, be done. Okay, the topic of this workshop is attitude of gratitude. And I want to say, I'll start by saying I'm grateful because when I came in here, there was beautiful music playing, so I am grateful for that. My name is Anne, and I am, okay, before you, let me say the whole thing, because since this is gratitude, I have to say this slow enough that I don't try to get it in. I'm a compulsive eater, 100-pounder, relapse survivor, living in recovery one day at a time. Yeah, I didn't want the cheers, I wanted the high end. But that's how I, and usually I try to blah, 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 through it so I don't use my whole thing, because that takes a minute to. And over here we have Linda, she's going to be your other speaker. And so we're the co-leaders for this meeting. We'll each speak up to 20 minutes, and then we're going to open it up because I want to hear all of you, and I'm sure Linda does too, because we know our stories. This session is being recorded, so if you decide to come up and you don't want anybody to know who you are, you know, give you some really cool name. Now I guess you're going to listen to me, and I already did my blurb, so I don't have to do that. Attitude of gratitude, living in gratitude. That's what I've always tried to, you know, live in your blessings. Because I say, I should tell you a little about me first. I am a 100-pounder. Highest recorded weight is 337 pounds. I came into program because a therapist told me to. I'll take that back. She twisted my arm and pretty much well, I agreed to. Told me nothing about it. Just go to OA, and I had to figure it out myself. But if I say I'm going to do something, I usually do it. Unless, like, say I was supposed to do service this morning and totally forgot. So I have to, that's my amends. I have to admit it. I screw up. I did 17, 18 years ago, 20 years, 100 years ago. I still make mistakes. I'm still human. Before I came into program, 2007, life was spiraling out of control. I was miserable. I wasn't suicidal, but if you told me I was going to die, I don't think I would have been terribly upset. But from depression. Still, I don't take antidepressants, because I'm one of those lucky people. You know what one of the major side effects of antidepressants is? Depression. Oh, yeah, antidepressants make it worse. So I have to find a way to deal with depression. I can't go the, you know, medical way. Gratitude helps. And I live in my blessings or my gratitude. Nothing changes and everything changes. My problems are still there. You know, anybody heard my quick share this morning? Like, my sisters are still gone 10 and 11 years. That's not fair. This time of year is hard because this is the end of October and November is when they died. So, you know, it's hard. But you know what? I can either live in, oh, poor me, my baby sisters are dead. And, you know, I know you lost a sibling, too, but you don't understand because I'm more special because they were twins. You know, it's different. I'm special. I can live in that self-pity and that misery and that pain, and I can feed that pain. Or I can say, thank you, God. I used to say to my sisters come in pairs. They were my best friends. Is it fair that they're not here? No, they were 58 and 59 when they died. Not fair. So what? I am so blessed to have had them for 58 and 59 years. Which way do I want to look at? Oh, poor me, my mother had Alzheimer's and that's so hard. You don't understand. Or I can say, get over yourself. You had your mother until you were 71 years old. My mother was 100 years old when she died. Did I have all of her? No. Was there much left at the end? No. You know me? Yes. Didn't know what she ate 5 minutes ago. But she know me. Which way do I want to look at it? That gratitude does. It doesn't change your circumstances. I challenge you, no matter what problem you have, and I'm pretty sure, let me just take a quick question. Anybody in this room that doesn't have any problems? Okay.
You all have problems.
And they may seem like the biggest and nobody understands. But I challenge you to look into that problem, find a blessing. It may not be a blessing as big as the problem, the blessing. Now, when I was coming out of relapse and going through in bad spiral of the depression, my sponsor told me to write you. I said, I live in my blessings. I want you to do written ones. I'm going to challenge you that too. If you believe in your blessings and you do them and you're not writing them down, write them down. And if you want to share gratitude to my sponsor every night. Sometimes it is hard. One night, not too long ago, the gratitude that I sent to my sponsor was, only gratitude is that today is over. But I was serious, because it happened to be the anniversary of my dad's death, my mother's birthday, and the day after the anniversary. It was not my best day. I was just so glad I was serious. That was a gratitude. That day was over. You know? Okay. So we think gratitudes have to be these big things. Like, I have a 3-month-old granddaughter. That's not a gratitude. But you know what? Being grateful for the music that was playing when I came in here, that's the stuff that keeps me going from time to time. Now, does this mean I never get agitated and... Sorry for the people listening that you can't see the faces and the gyrations, but that's how my mind gets crazy. I can't even think straight. And I'm going to have you help me with an exercise. I want you to do it. I want you to try it. See, what I have to do when I get like that is I have to ground myself in the right here, right now, and my gratitudes. I have to put those together, because usually when I get crazy like that, it's because I'm worrying about thinking about the future, which is a dark, dark place in my life. Or I'm looking at every mistake I ever made since the minute I was born 3 weeks early. Me, I have to ground myself. So what I do, and we're going to do this together, I'll just sit down, close my eyes, for like maybe 5 minutes. You're gonna do 1 minute, and then open your eyes. And when you open your eyes, you're now grounded right here, and look for a blessing right now, right here, in this place, at this time. Something that happened this morning, not happened this afternoon, what's going to happen, you know, I got a cruise coming up, I got this, I'm going to see this. No, right now, in this room, at this time. So I want everybody to and just let everything go. A 1 minute meditation. Okay. And I sure hope the people listening to the recording of this did it, because otherwise that was a very long minute. Did the minute seem long to you? Were you waiting to go? That's it. And seriously, a minute is all it takes. If you got more time, you can do it. But that's all it takes to stop. You know, they say pause. Just stop. And then, now that you've done it, look around. Do you see any blessings in this room? Now we're not home. It's much easier at home if you ask me, but if I look around here, I see faces smiling at me, people I know, people I have not seen in years, and it's wonderful. People are paying attention to me. Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm a retired teacher. Nobody ever paid attention to me. So you're actually listening. There's a table here. I have this. I need to hold on to things because I fall over otherwise. Something for me to hold on to. That's a blessing. Yeah. Because if I had to stand up here without something to hold on to, I'd be weaving over like I was, you know, need to be in the beverage program, as they say. Laughter. Oh, that is such a blessing right there. The sound of laughter. Anybody who knows me knows anytime I qualify or speak or air or anything, expect there to be me to say something funny. Life's way too important to take serious. That's all you can do. And I can tell you, that can change me from being a busy, blithering, to like, okay, I'm back to earth. I'm here. I'm in this place. This is a safe place. That's another blessing. I feel safe here. Both in terms of, you know, oh, which, who's kind of, you know, steal my wallet and who wants to shoot me, and to I can say anything here. Like, I felt free to say, I screwed up this morning and forgot that I was supposed to be doing service and being a role monitor. Oops. Bruce, I'm human. Guess what? That's all I have to do. I'm a human. I am a beloved child of God. God's just the name I give to my HP, if you have trouble with that, because I know some people do. I always tell people, if you don't like the word God, that's okay. See this table? Think this table can hold more food than you can? That can be your higher power to start with. Whatever works for you. The love of this room is certainly a higher power. The love in this room is my God. God speaks to me, all of you. And that's why I came up from Florida. I came up from Florida for the hugs. I came up wanting to see people who I have not seen in years, thanks to COVID, here. And just so in the love. And I get to take that love back to Florida with me. Living in your gratitude makes a difference. Now, I showed you my little exercise, but I showed you that. You know, you take your problems and look for the blessing in it. I told you about my mother, and I told you, something's making noise over. And how much time do I have left? I didn't know what that was. Just, you know, when things start beeping at me. Also, I also have a bit of ADHD. You know, you'd be talking like this and go, ooh, squirrel. Yes. Sparkly things. Yeah, I'm a compulsive eater. I'm also a garden variety addict. I can be addicted, and I'm easily distracted, which is why my action plan is a checklist. I have to think, did I do this today? Yes, you see me at night. Anybody wants to see it? It's upstairs. It's a big craft paper notebook with the things that I got to do. Did I have my conscious contact in the morning? Conscious contact at night, because otherwise I forget. I do all the time. God, show me the next right step. But I need something a little more formal thrown in, because I'm a slow learner. I'm a fast forgetter. Living in my, and one of the things on that list is written gratitude. Not enough to just go them over in my head. I got to do the written. I live in my gratitude. My life is good. But all the problems, nothing goes away. But when I live in my problems, life is hard and dark, miserable, and I don't want to be there. So what's my choice? I haven't laughed. Wow. Usually I'm like, ooh, I got 5 whole more minutes. Wow, I could think of a lot of gratitude. I should have made you do that. But I'm actually going to do something I don't know that I've ever done, and not use all my time. Because among other things, I want to hear what you say. You know, I really do. It's nice to be there. And because I could talk about this program forever. I like to hear. I like to listen. And I write down what you say. Because what I'm hearing, especially if I'm prompted to write it, that's talking to me. Just as my favorite way God talks to me is using my own voice. I'll be saying something to you or to a sponsee, and I'll stop and go, okay, God, I gotcha. Hopefully the other person needed to hear it too, but yeah, he uses my own voice. He goes, can you hear me now? This is my God, always, probably 100 times a day, because I always say, you know, I'm his spoiled little 7-year-old having a temper tantrum, and he goes, can you hear me now? Okay, there's two commercial lines that I like. Can you hear me now? And just do it. Don't want to do any gratitude? Just do it. What do they say? What do you got to lose but your misery? I'm gonna let go on that, which is, wow, what do I have, 3 minutes left? Wow! But that's all one of you getting to talk, so thanks for letting me babble, and I hope if you heard anything from me, thank you, higher power. Now, here's Linda.
Hi, everybody. It's good to see you here. I'm Linda, compulsive eater. I am a relapse survivor. That's a good one. And that's okay. And I am a 100-pounder. So I have a lot of gratitude. I've been in Overeaters Anonymous since the end of February 1982, and I'm the eldest of five children. So my very first gratitude was that I didn't get fired from my job when I almost punched my boss in the mouth. I went to OA. I went to a Tupperware party. I don't know that they do this anymore. And my neighbor didn't drive and OA, and she asked me if I would drive her. And I said yes, and I figured I wouldn't hear from her for 2 weeks, and I worked in a bank as a teller. She walked the next day, she found a meeting. Sorry about that. And I took her to the meeting. I don't know if she's still in program, but I am. I went to a newcomer's meeting. I found out this was a disease. Second gratitude. I couldn't control this disease. I had no power. Now, I have to tell you that I learned about 301, and that's what I did, and I lost weight quickly, but I didn't do the steps at all. My sponsor at the time asked me to go to a step study, a suggestion. I wanted to go to the meeting, not the step study before the meeting. I had two young kids, so I didn't study the steps. She had to leave. And I didn't have a sponsor, and I relapsed. I had multiple things happening in my life. And in 1991, in October, I had carried a meeting, did all the service. That's not a gratitude, by the way. That was just me hanging on trying to control because I couldn't leave. Gratefully, somebody called me who was going to, she was anorexic program in the States, and she was coming back to Canada, and she wanted to have, I lived in Ontario, Kitchener-Waterloo, and back, and she came to the meeting with three members from another 12-step program, and they took one look at what was going on at the meeting, and they came back the next week and voted me out of service. Gratitude. I was doing everything, and I needed not to. And my second sponsor came to the meeting. Gratitude. But there was a requirement to be her sponsee. I had to go to a step study. So I was then going to two meetings a week, one of which was a step, and that was October-ish, 1991. By February 1982, the end of February, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I started my abstinence all over again. But I was willing. I was willing to let go. Then I did a lot of things. Gratitude, I went to retreats. I went to conventions. The only time my parents really would look after my younger children was when I was going to an OA event, which says that they were grateful that I was changing, because they weren't. And I went through it. I had a lot of things happen in my job at work. I worked in the city of Toronto from 1996 to 2013. I can't do the math right now. And I retired from a company that I was close to being fired from 35 years and 10 months. Done lots of things with food that were okay at the time, but gratefully I went back to 301 because 301 works for me. I have not only a food addiction, but I have a volume addiction, and that volume addiction includes buying three dresses and colors because you like how the one looks, multiple purchases, multiple this, multiple that, but with the food, if I'm allowed to have a pound of vegetables at each meal, I do that. So I went to 301 and I used the Canada Health Food Guide and I followed that because gratefully I realized that I needed to put some boundaries around things, but it wasn't easy. But we're going along and I'm a big service person. So I was quite heavily involved in service, but when the pandemic came, oh, I've got to slow down. I'm getting to the end. Thank you. It will be okay. Gratefully, I started doing service. I started, for my intergroup, I was chair of the intergroup, so I got Zoom. We started meeting on Zoom. I started a speaker meeting. Like, I did a lot of stuff, and it'll be an I, because I actually did it, and I wasn't really good at sharing the service. I eventually didn't have a choice because after a while, especially for the speaker meeting that we had on Thursdays, the first 6 or 8 months I was getting a lot of, they were really good speakers. There's some one out there that can share a wonderful journey of recovery. But after a while, they were saying no to me, and that was really, really hard. And instead of asking somebody else to take over, I kept the service. So I'm grateful that I did this because I had to learn. Because somebody said, well, you're going to burn out. And I said, oh, no, I'm fine. I can do anything. About a year and a half in, I had to let go. Someone else did take it. The speaker meeting went on until about second year of the pandemic where things started to open up, and then when people were going face-to-face, I got most of my speakers from the U.S., and they weren't available. And that was okay. That I was grateful for that because I had taken that on. And I am learning, because I was the registration chair for the convention up until last year, and I actually got ill for about 2 years. And I wasn't happy. I was miserable. There were no gratitudes being written during that time. But I didn't know that I thought I was doing really well until I looked back at my reading. My sponsor that I found in 1991 had me writing out 3 gratitudes. But I didn't do that willingly. She was speaking at a meeting, and she came in. There was about 20 of us there. She came in with 20 books from the dollar store, lined paper, and a bunch of pens, and everybody had to take one, and we were charged with going home to write out our gratitude. No idea if anybody else did it, but I did because I took it seriously that that's what I was supposed to do. And I also wanted to know how to be humble, because I actually do a lot of things that are, I'm trying not to, but I like to make sure that everything was right. So if you said something that wasn't right, I would actually help you understand why you were wrong. That's not really helpful to anybody, and particularly to me, because I honestly, people sort of steered clear. If they were okay, as long as I didn't help where they needed to change. So I'm very, very good at learning all these different things over the last little while, but the hardest thing to learn was to let go of service. Let others take on the job. As my 2 main meetings are Tuesdays and Wednesdays on Zoom, and they were originally in the city where I lived. One of the Tuesday meetings, there was a lady that came to our meeting from Texas, and she wanted it to stay and not to go back. So we registered. We've got a 5-digit virtual number. It's early in the virtual meetings. And it's not going to go back in person because the lady from Texas could only come to Canada once to meet us all. She can't come every week. But I was so grateful that we did that because that particular meeting was a step study. It's still a book study. But I'd show up at that meeting with all the books in my car, and I'd be sitting there, and I started to get a bad attitude. It's pre-pandemic. And then I thought, but I'm out. I've got the stuff. If somebody shows up, we'll have a meeting. They had till 20 after 7. And almost every week, at least one person came. So we had our meeting. I am so grateful that I persevered to do that because it becomes easy to say, go to that meeting. Nobody's going to show up. I'm just not going to show up. So I really didn't have a choice because there wasn't anybody. It was a different person every week. So the church was always open. So I just had the books in my car, and I did give the books to someone else because I really needed to, and she didn't come back. Thank you. So basically, that's okay because they probably donated because I saw her recently. And so she would have donated them to a bookstore or something. There were AA books and OA 12 and 12 and AA 12 and 12, and somebody else would get them. But learning to write out those gratitudes every night has been a big deal for me. I'm retired now, so I can do it in the morning. But to be grateful is so important. The one thing I came down today, and I'm only doing this and one other service that's on the list. And I was asking people if I could help, and they kept saying no. And I sort of had a little bit of hurt feelings. And then I went, well, I'm just going to go and listen to Wayne
in the newcomers meeting.
Sorry, Wayne.
Went to the newcomers meeting. Then I came out and they were looking for somebody to sell merchandise. And I learned how to use the Square credit acceptor thing. That was exciting. The first one I was just sort of, I liked that. That was my last job before I retired. I was very technical. So I got all excited about this. So actually there is work for me to do. I just But it's really important to make this convention or anything else I do in this fellowship successful. I've been here for 42 years and months or so. This program saved my life. I had a relationship with both my parents, and OA gave me that relationship, for which I'm grateful. I only have one question that I wished I'd asked my mother, and it was, where did you meet Dad? Nobody in her family or my family know that we assume both of them were in the Second World War, and she was English Army, he was Canadian Army, and we figured they went to an army dance, and that's how they met. But that's a guess. We really don't know. Her sisters didn't know. So that's the only regret that I have with my mother. And my father, no regrets at all, because I made living amends to them, because I was kind of a miserable teenager. So, and it took me a long time. I'm grateful to have an attitude adjustment so I can be, I'm allowed to feel the feelings. Disappointment, sadness, they're all feelings and feel them, but then move on. And gratefully, because there's no Starbucks within walking distance here, my driver brought me a Starbucks this morning. I was really good. I really liked that. And then I found that I am so grateful that I'm not doing as much service, that I'm starting to think about what I can do in the fall of 2025, because I am the coordinator for Region 6, and I also send out the emails for Central Ontario Intergroup, my intergroup. So my service terms are coming to an end, and I've got some semi-plans. They're not fixed in stone because you don't know, but that is that I'm not thinking, oh my God, I've got to do a more OA service. I'm going to do more OA service, but not the higher level all the time, because I have to have some time for me. I wasn't listening to higher power when he said, you have to have time for yourself. It was just going and going and going. And I found that I was using service to mask feelings so that I didn't have to deal with anything. It made things so much easier. Well, I am very grateful for that. And I'm on a small little committee at my intergroup. And the lady that was, we were discussing something, and she proceeded to tell me how she perceived how I was. She was right. It wasn't good, but she was right. But had she told me 2 years ago, I wouldn't have understood what she meant. I am grateful for the feedback. I don't need everybody to give me feedback, but if you really want to, feel free. But I was really grateful for the feedback, because I'm 77 years old, and I really would like to not be like a bull in the china shop, charging right through, basically doing everything my own way. I want to be willing to hear what other people say, and I want to be there to support I have two adult children and a daughter-in-law, and I have six grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. If I hadn't been in program, I wouldn't have made it to this age because I was so heavy. I just kept growing. But the other part of it is that although I can be difficult at times, my family loves me. And at times I'm kind of surprised. Oh, good, I'm making headway here. And I am so happy to have a relationship with them. My oldest granddaughter is 38. My youngest grandson is 13. I've got five older grandkids. They all will spend time with me. And that's really important because I have grandparents available to me when I was growing up. They were in different places. And it was just wonderful that I could do that for them. And I believe my daughter's two oldest girls really benefited because my son and I tag-teamed them when their mom was having a hard time. So they have a little bit of stability to build on as they've aged. So 38 and 35 are their ages with themselves, each one child, the little girl. And they're doing the best they can, but the oldest one thanked me the other day for the little bit of help that I thought it was very little, she thought it was a lot, that we gave her. But I'm grateful to have that feedback, her, to know that she appreciated what I did. Not that I was looking for appreciation. I just love my kids, and I love my grandkids and my great-grandkids. They are most important things to me. OA is first, then God, then the family, because it has to be in its right place. I am so grateful for my abstinence. I've been abstinent for 32 and a half years, and that wasn't me, that was God, by the way, just letting you know. Left to my own devices, they're not always the best choices. But God has been good to me to say, last night, for instance, going through the buffet, there was a little voice that say, now, you've got this and this, you don't need any more grain. Just leave it alone, because I was heading down to the end of the row. No, you don't need any more. And he was right. My own devices, I would have helped a little bit more. And I was grateful because it makes it easy to sleep if you haven't eaten more than you need. These are things, the gratitudes that I have in my life today are so important to me. And I'm grateful because I wasn't going to speak. I don't know why, and then I went, okay, I think I can do gratitudes because I know how grateful I am. I'm grateful for OA. I'm grateful for service, B77. I'm even grateful that I had a bat in my house in August when I was going in. So I renewed my driver's license, and in 3 years I'll be 80, and I have to take a cognitive test. No big deal, but I didn't think they were going to cut me off at 80, and I'd have to be sure I took the test. I figured they'd renew it for 5 years, and I'd be on the honor system to show up. No honor system, you're showing up. So I was a little troubled with that. And then a bat came in the house, just a little wee one, about the size of a 50-cent piece. I never did find it. I left windows open without the screen at night. I don't know if it managed to get itself out, but it's anywhere, so I'm fine. So distraction, and then there was something else happening, and I got a raccoon on the deck that decided he liked my sofa, my outside sofa, and he didn't want to leave. So anytime I want a little, I've got a little concern, I get a little distraction. So I'm grateful for the distraction, because I had to work. The one about going to be 80, I had to work through. It was harder. I am grateful to be this age. I am grateful to have my faculty. I'm grateful that I got sick 2 years ago, thank you, and I was able that was how I started letting go of service, so that I wouldn't leave anybody in the lurch, and they'd have to figure it out. I was grateful that all this happened, and I'm even grateful that I'm going to be 80 in 3 years, because I'll be back. I'll keep coming to conventions till I can't. So I am so grateful that you're all here, and I thank you all, and we're looking forward to your share.
This is, this workshop will end at refer to schedule. 15. So we got like 20 minutes. That's a lot of, it's a lot of 3 minutes, guys. Timer, Cara will signal you when you have 1 minute left. And if you'd like to share, please come to the front of the room. We remind you that this session is being recorded, and your sharing demonstrates your consent to be recorded. If you wish to remain anonymous, please use a fictitious name or choose not to share. I always liked anonymity. That was Anna, dear friend of mine. Say where you're from and how long you've been in OA, but devote your share to your OA experience, strength, and hope on the topic, which was gratitude and care. And this meeting is now open for sharing.
I'm Bobby, a food addict, and I can start with, I'm grateful that I walked in here for this meeting, but when I start to get really stressed and my mind races, like one of our previous speakers was saying, I was told to start going, and I do this, start going through the alphabet. A, I'm grateful for my abstinence. B, I have breakfast, whatever, you know. I do that, and I have to usually do that kind of thing, like if I'm in the car, I'll do that when I'm driving, and that really does immediately help me. And after a tough day of school or something like that, I will sometimes come home and I'll be like, I'm grateful that I can come home and my feet up and I don't have kids at home. Thank you, God. You know, because if I had to deal with them at home, like I have to deal with them at school, I'd probably shoot them. You know, all right, that's an exaggeration. I mean, that's a little violent, I suppose. But I would be losing my, I don't think that anybody would be saying that I'm such a patient person, because that is not who I really am. So I'm grateful that I have patience now. I'm grateful that I'm not raging in the car. I'm not the one that's acting like a jackass, you know, flipping people off anymore. So I'm grateful I'm absent. I'm really grateful that 24 years ago I was, you know, I'm a 100-pounder too, I am. I'm grateful that I walked into these rooms, you know, and I am grateful I'm alive. I had a birthday last night. I'm 67. Thank God this is an anonymous group, because I don't, yeah. And, I'm grateful because I was told by my doctor when I was 40 years old that I would be dead by the time I was 45 if I didn't do something. I was 260 pounds, and I've lost over 100 pounds, 130 pounds that I've lost. I'm grateful I walked in. So everything I have, when I walk into school and I'm having a day, I'm a teacher too, and when I go in and I'm like, oh yay, these kids are driving me nuts or whatever, I say to myself, thank God I have a God. I would not have been able to have the job that I wanted to have since I was 9 years old to teach people, be a school teacher, if I had not walked in these rooms. You know, I got my master's. Another thing to be grateful for. So I'm really glad to be here. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jean. And I feel like I'm a carbon copy of everybody that was just talking. I came into OA at the advice of my psychologist or whatever he was, because I said I was complaining about wanting to lose weight because I had been a yo-yo dieter ever since I was 12 probably. And he told me about OA and I didn't even know what it was. And I came in and I listened to the woman speak and I'm like, if she can do this, I can do this. So my sponsor and I did everything she told me. I went through the steps and I always said, the good thing I didn't know what they were, because I just blindly did it, and my life changed. And yet I left, because I'm smart, and I can everything on my own. I don't need anybody. I left, came back with, of course, more weight on. I came back around 82, and work. When I'm in the program, I work it. I just have to sit here. That's the problem with me. So anyway, I want to get back to gratitude. In the 80s, I wrote a letter to God, and one of the things was that I wanted to become a teacher when I was 55. Now, why I wrote that like that, I don't really know. I became a software engineer. I went to school. I did all these things that I wanted to do from when I was little, and it was all because of OA, of me, you know, working the OA program. Stupidly, I left again. Won't go into that because it's too long of a story. Back in 2004, and, I started working at it, but I didn't get a sponsor, and I didn't want a sponsor, to sponsor anybody. Very stubborn, still very stubborn. I finally got a sponsor, and I finally started sponsoring. And I'm going to go back to the gratitude. I became a teacher at age 55. I found my notebook that I had written in the 80s, that I had asked God for that, and I was, oh. I am so grateful. I'm retired. I'm going to be 77 next month. I guess it's a school teacher 77. I don't know. But I'm so grateful to be here. I got a good relationship with my that I didn't have. That's another long story. And I was able to hug her before she passed away. And there was a time that we weren't even speaking. But because of OA, because of making amends and working the steps, I have relationships with people in my life. I'm just thank you all for being here, and it was so nice to listen to everybody. This is where I belong. I wouldn't have a life you know, and I'm a 100-pounder too. Thank you. I'll try to get back.
Hi, I'm Lee. I'm a compulsive overeater from Marshfield, Mass. Hi, everyone, family. I've been in OA for 40 years. I'm a relapse survivor currently with 8 months and 8 years, 7 months abstinence. And so when I came into the rooms in 84, 40 years in program, my first sponsor had me get a journal, use the tool of writing, but part of that writing was to start off every day writing at least 3 gratitudes. He told me a grateful heart will not want to overeat. And I never forgot that. Even during relapse, I wrote my gratitudes. And I still do that today. This morning, there were more than 3, but the first 3 were, thank you, God, for another day of life. That's always my first, because I came close to suicide because of this disease, and OA did save my life. The second one was, thank you, God, that I'm seeing a sponsee that I met at a convention and have not seen in person for several years, and I was so excited over that. And the third one was, thank you, God, for not having any state troopers on the highway as I was driving 80 miles an hour once the heavy, heavy traffic got moving so I could make it here in time for a workshop I was supposed to do at 5 yesterday. And, you know, there's so many things, so many little things, big things. I look out, I see pretty birds. You know, I have a bird feeder on my window. I thank God for the beautiful finch that comes. Every day is filled with just so many things to be grateful for. Definitely being in OA, you know, the cup is more than half full. The cup is overflowing with gratitude. And thank you all for being here, because if you weren't here, it wouldn't be a great convention. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Matt.
Hi, Matt.
I'm from Westchester County, New York. And I've been in program 50 years. And I have been abstinent for 44 years. So every time I say it, I think it's somebody else, but it's amazing. It's amazing. I really did not even know that I came in. People had 3 months, and we kind of like bowed down to them. It's like we couldn't believe anybody had 3 months. And then eventually, as time went on, there were people who had long term, and that was somebody that we could emulate and use as a role model. The 12 steps, like many have shared, is a way of life. It's a way of me helping myself, getting along with people. It really is the template to having a somewhat productive life. Right here, gratitude. Of course, I know I should be grateful, but I'm not always grateful, because sometimes I'm just busy and comparing myself with others and bitching more and not very happy. But I have started a morning routine for about 8 months to put my life on their path. And I start off by the 5 things in my life that I do, that I am grateful for. It's grown. Now and I do it in the shower, so like I'm always late wherever I go, because I got to do this little morning thing. It's like I don't want to jinx myself anymore. And it's been amazing, because I start the day in such a different frame of mind. I also have a God box. I don't know if people still use it. And it's just a box. It could be a pretty tin teach and whatever, and I put all the things, I put a little piece of paper, I put the date, and then I put like, it could be anything, could be, traveling to New Hampshire, a little anxiety. Whatever it is, I scrunch it up and I put it in there, and it goes right out of my mind. And I've been doing this for years. I know a lot of other people do it. And then every so often I just turn it upside down, and I go, oh, this one is fixed itself. Oh, this one's still current. And it's a way of me turning it over to God and to letting it go. But the thing that I want to say about gratitude is it's easy to be grateful for the things that work out well, but I have to be grateful for the things that don't work out well. And that's not easy at all, because first I have to curse a little bit, because that's my thing. You know, up and down, cursing, and that's like, all right, thank you. Thank you for whatever. And it's a good thing. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Laura. I am a recovering compulsive overeater and reader. Hi, everybody. Thank you to our speakers, and thank you, Cara, for timing. I'm going to try to keep this to 2 minutes. Cut me off at the scene. Anybody needs a notebook for the gratitudes? I have a free one in the back of the room, so see me after the meeting. And I love gratitude. I have a practice with another fellow in my other program in the morning, and then I have a nighttime practice with people. It was a group text, and now we're down to just me and one other person, but it's okay. I do 5 things every day on both lists, and if I get behind, then I do 20 things, depending on how many days behind I get. And, you know, I always remembered or heard that I don't have to feel grateful to be grateful. That's always helpful for me, because sometimes when I'm like cussing and swearing under my breath, like, okay, God, thank you. Like, AFCO, another effing growth opportunity. Thank you very much. You know, you get like, WTF, like, are you kidding me, God? Like, stop. I had enough gratitude lessons for today. But that's what I do. I have to focus on, okay, this situation sucks. What's the gratitude in this situation? And then I kind of name it, because I'm like, okay, I didn't kill that person, that's progress. They didn't kill me, that's progress. I'm grateful for that. You know, it can be really funny, actually. And then hopefully by the end I'm laughing. If I'm crying, that's okay, I just make more calls. No big deal. You guys will get my calls. You've heard me before. Thank you for letting me share.
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm a compulsive overeater. I first came in these rooms, I really didn't want to be here. I don't know if anybody else felt that way, but I didn't. And I didn't think it was going to work. But my younger brother had suddenly died at a young age, and I was now responsible for caring for 2 aged parents. And the grief counselor, because I didn't go to therapists, I didn't need therapy, but the grief counselor I went to told me about this program and asked me to go, and I blew her off for quite a while, and then whatever, people pleaser, I went to a meeting. Anyway, that was 19 years ago, and I'm still here. I am a 100-pounder. I have also been through a relapse. But what I want to share about is gratitude, because when I came into these rooms, I didn't even know that word, like, it wasn't in my vocabulary. Like, no one ever talked about, what are you grateful for? Like, who, you know? I didn't know, like, how to even frame my day in that way. And the other thing I didn't understand was humility. To me, that was humiliation, which, of course, at the size I was, you know, over 300 pounds, and, you know, I had a lot of humiliation for sure, but humility kept coming. And I went to a lot of meetings, like, little by slowly, like, listening to all of you and how you lived your life and how you dealt with stuff in life. Like, it somehow sunk in. And then, you know what? Today, even when I was in relapse, I had gratitude for many things in life. I was grateful I didn't stop coming. And the humility thing, you know, in the beginning they'd say, you know, I'm just another bozo on the bus. I was like, who wants to be a bozo on a bus? Like, this was not, I was like, I was smart, I was successful, I didn't need all this crap, right? Well, sure did, right? You don't know what you don't know. And slowly in this room, these rooms, like, instead of standing here and look at the world this way, I found out if I stood over here in the way world, in the way we do, everything. And so every day, if I'm stuck in traffic and running late, yeah, I say, oh, duh. But I'm like, okay, but what's going to happen next in my day? And I don't look for the stuff that goes wrong. I am grateful for the stuff that is right. And I am my first sponsor, I remember she said to me early on, because I was bitching constantly in the beginning, she'd say, is that working for you? Does that feel good? And I'm like, well, no. I thought, oh, you mean I don't have to sit in this ugh anymore? So now, if that starts to happen in my head, I go, oh, you know, you don't have to stay here. Let's walk over here and say, all right, what am I grateful for? Hey, I wasn't that late for the meeting. Whatever it is in my day, if I look for that, I'm a winner. Every day, whether or not I was in relapse, I'm a winner. And I'm still here, and I love you all, and it's because of all of you that I'm here. Bye.
Hi, I'm Sharon. I'm a compulsive overeater and food addict. I'm grateful I faced the fear to come up here. I'm from Potsdam, New York. And, my disease was telling me, I have gratitude. You're doing 10, 15, 20. You can do what they're doing. You know, the laziness. I believe so much in doing a gratitude list. I write it down. I commit it to a few people. But now there's, and that's part of my morning routine, but there's a part B to it. The part B to it is I just went to a workshop, and the gentleman shared that he also writes 3-4. And so that was really hard to do. But I was noticing as time's going on, it's a little bit harder to find those things that I do. Part C to that is two things that I do for fun, because it's so hard to do something, you know, for fun. So I could go on and on about gratitude, but I do believe to write it down, give it to somebody else.
My name is Charlie Brown.
Hi, Charlie Brown.
For those that are on the recording, I have the Peanuts t-shirt on. My name is Sue S. I'm a grateful recovering compulsive overeater. And I'm taking a little bit of liberty monitor. I'm not supposed to. But I wanted to thank both of our speakers. I wanted to thank Timer, Kara, for being on Timer today. And I want to thank all of you for being here. I closed the meeting with the Serenity Prayer. But I'm going to ask a request. I've been to a couple of meetings at the convention, and everybody sits in their seats and says the Serenity Prayer. I would like to do it the old-fashioned way. I would like everybody to stand.
Oh, we're going to make an amoeba?
And let us, we can make it, well, we can make a circle. Can we make a circle? Or an amoeba, or whatever we want to make. Do it the old-fashioned way. You can hold hands if you want. I'm not going to make everybody hold hands. But if you'd like to hold hands, I would like that. Everybody, link in.
Look at this amoeba.
Link in.
They always
pull
in circles and they say, no, look at this.
That's because you were a phys ed teacher. Everybody get linked up. Because I'm a rebel without a cause. God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I'm coming back. It was a lot. It was a lot.